When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, this is Girls Overheard, the podcast that's like listening into our group chat. I'm Ash.
I'm Ailey.
And I'm Lauren. And as always, we have no idea where this chat is going to go.
Follow us on Instagram at Girls Overheard if you want to get involved. Right, so we've realised that quite a lot of you who listen to the podcast every week, because our numbers are just growing and growing, but lots of you are now actually following the podcast. I don't know if anyone knows that you can do this, but if you just go up to the top of our podcast itself, there's a little plus button on Apple, and you can hit the follow on Spotify. And it's good because anytime you're doing that, it's just boosting the podcast. It's very difficult actually to grow on here as much as we're growing through TikTok and Instagram and obviously the shows themselves and you guys spreading the word. One of the best ways you can help support the pod is simply by following it and giving us a review. So make sure you do that, because the more the pod grows and the more we can boost that, the better guests we can get on and we can do more shows. And obviously it just makes it a bit better for you guys listening. So go ahead and follow us and even just share this pod to your stories, share it to your group chats with your pals, and yeah, we'll love you forever. Cheers. Hi everyone, it is officially winter.
In fact, we
nearly wore the same outfit today.
We did.
We've got the chunky knits on.
I've been getting stocking up in the knitwear, by the way. I can't get enough of it.
Where have you been getting it?
H&M. Mm-hmm.
Always a good shout.
New Look, which I feel is so underrated for jumpers.
Yep.
They've got so many good jumpers in there. Like, this is the softest thing ever.
Is that a New mm-hmm. Look one?
Uh-huh. And it was like $19.99 or something.
It's just not somewhere I ever really go.
There's a few things that are good out of there, and knitwear is the main one.
Sorry, but just to admit this, I mean, this will be late news by the time this goes out, but the big massive Zara opened today at the
Oh my God.
Here, do you know what? That is not even worth going near right now.
I know.
Not today.
Yep. Give it a week.
It's a week.
Huge though.
I'm excited.
I seen it on TikTok, like one of the VMs putting up. Oh my God.
I cannot wait.
So I was there yesterday before, you know that? And it was weird because Zara was closed, which I felt like it instantly took the heart out of the fort.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm. So you could feel there was a definite sadness among everybody there because everyone went, oh no, the Zara's closed.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, all the other shops are like, you know, they've got cash signs in their eyes. They're buzzing about it.
Come here instead.
Exactly. Come to us. So anyway, we were there. And mom went, oh, look, they're having a wee meeting over there. And she went, I wonder what that's about. I went, look at them all though, mum. Do you need to wonder what that's about? I was like, it's obvious to me. That's all the new Zara staff.
Oh, were they stunning?
And so cool.
Where were the guys
and girls?
Were they in the Zara?
They were standing outside. They were obviously in there doing some sort of like team building meeting or whatever. And they were all standing outside the old Zara having a chat. And I was like, you can just tell. But I wonder what that Zara's now going to be.
It's a flagship store.
No, the other one.
The old Zara.
At the other end.
Is that going to be the Primark?
No, the Primark's up. The Primark's other way. So I'm just an avid fort lover.
Can you imagine
I love the Glasgow fort.
Can you imagine the Zara training is exactly like they say it should be?
What?
Like that they basically set them all down. They go, don't you dare smile.
Yeah.
Don't you talk to anyone. Anyway,
can I just
the
tell you
something? The customer's enemy.
As an ex-Inditex employee, it's very much the opposite.
Oh, what do they tell
These
you?
These employees take it on themselves.
So this is just their genuine personality.
Yeah, like, oh my God, like, you've got to be on your customer within the first 5 seconds. Like, they're
not
very,
in Zara.
Are
you going to Zara? You know
I'm
yourself.
Not saying that they do it, or but that is the training that tells you that you have to do that.
Maybe that's why they're grumpy, though, because I hate that.
Yeah.
Working in a shop and being told to, like, basically annoy everyone.
No wonder.
Generally speaking, though, I'm going to make a generalisation. You do get teenage attitudes from Zara employees. Yeah. Hi, could you get me a... And then they let the phone out.
Do you know what the annoying thing is?
But it's on the floor, it's not in the back.
Buzz it on your...
Go and check.
Mm-hmm.
Just go and check.
I know, but I don't understand why they moan about it, because see when people used to ask me to go for a size and nobody was answering my thing, I'd be like, yes, 5 minutes down in that stock room,
yep.
I'll just take my time.
Yep. check my phone.
Especially if you know there's no sizes, you still go back and wait there for ages because you think the customer thinks I'm really, really looking now. But you're actually just sitting there chilling out for a wee bit.
I would actually love to go back and work there. That was my favourite job.
I used to like working in Massimo.
When I worked in Massimo. Like, looking back on it now, don't get me wrong, there was a lot of bits that didn't work. Like being a mother.
Yeah, that was the main thing though.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly the most, what's the word?
Family friendly.
Yeah, and they weren't the most forthcoming. Uh-huh. Family friendly. But oh my God, I would kill to work in Zara and be the VM.
And also the way that you used to also get told like 2 days before, this is your shifts for next week.
Yeah,
and you'd be
changed.
Like, oh my God,
I can't do it. I've got no childcare.
Can I bring the kids with me?
Uh-huh,
bring the kids to work day.
But yeah, I loved it. It was so fun.
Yeah.
And there used to be that buzz of like, Spain's coming. Make sure it's tidy.
Spain's coming.
Yeah, because it's a Spanish company.
Oh, Spain. But that sounds like that for me is the equivalent country. Of like, that sounds Prime to Minister. Me like the Game of Thrones, like winter's coming.
That's what it felt like, by the way. So everything had to be folded within an inch of its life. Anyway, this is a funner job.
It is funner.
Come and talk shit for 2 hours.
Guys.
What?
I'm going to have a wee mini rant here and also I might actually cry.
Okay.
This is a double-edged sword for me, right? In one hand, I go, that was creative marketing genius and it's so good. But the other part of me pines for what I thought was going to happen. Have you seen the Walmart Christmas advert?
Walmart?
No. Walmart?
Guys.
We don't have Walmart, do we?
Is it American?
Walmart? Was it Walmart or Target? I'm sure it was Walmart.
We don't have Target either.
Guys, what were we excited for? What were we excited for?
Lewis Capaldi bringing out a single?
No. What were we excited for?
Can we have a clue? Don't tell us, but I was genuinely about a clue.
Things.
Don't tell us.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. There's your clue.
Us doing Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, Mean Girls 3.
It's not a thing, Lauren. See them recording that? Uh-huh. They were recording a Christmas advert.
Oh.
Black Friday deals.
Let's be fair, but I just don't think it would have been
no,
the same.
No, but I'm not being funny. Have you seen the advert? It's actually so good that it would have made a good movie.
It looks like a wee teaser. It kind of looks, they're the mums.
Devastating. Oh.
And it's the kids going in that are like the new plastics.
Is it the four of them, but?
No, Rachel McAdams, which kind of ruins it. It kind of ruins it. But I have to say, Katie Herron was then like the new like student counsellor or something like that. So she was in it. Mm-hmm. Her daughter, like, this is literally just an advert. But it was just so good. And I was gutted that it wasn't a real thing. I actually watched it. I was like, this is so good. That's obviously like tying in with the movie and all that. And then it was like the comments were saying, what about everyone thinking that the teasers for this like advert was a movie? I was like, that was me.
Although, do you know what? I'm
getting another movie.
Hocus Pocus 3. They've just started filming it.
How though? Because they all poofed away. They all poofed away in the first one as well.
Exactly.
No, but they really did disappear in the second one because she did that spell. That meant that they had to all go.
All they have to do is sit around a table for a wee bit and think up a way that they've been able to come back.
Yeah, that's all. They do that all the time with stuff like that, don't they? Because it'll be like, they may have poofed away, but book was actually open on a different page and a different spell. And then they all just need to sparkle.
Is it definitely Bette Midler and all that though? Uh-huh. That's in it? Good. Yeah, that's good. Yep.
They better never try and do it without the main characters.
They couldn't.
But our household has, I'm not even joking when I say we've watched that original Hocus Pocus 25 plus times.
Be careful what you wish for, because you said not long ago, and Anne will be able to pull the record up. I wish my kids would just sit down and watch a full film with me and pick a film, but they never like the things I want to watch.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I'm going to say that's verbatim what you said.
But you saw.
They like Hocus Pocus too much. It went too far, and they're obsessed with it. They both watch it like first thing in the morning. They want to watch it, but the two of them, like Oliver mostly, is picking apart every little bit of it, because obviously it's like fictional.
Uh-huh.
So he's going, but how does that make sense? He's pulled so many bits that has kind of ruined the movie for me, because I'm like, you're right, that doesn't make sense.
Like what?
See at the start, right, there's a few wee holes in the plot. See at the start,
right,
Thackeray Binks gets turned into a cat.
Thackeray.
Is this the first one?
Binks. Uh-huh.
Yes, right, okay.
We've not even moved on to the second one, and God help me if we do, because none of it is going to tie up.
Right, okay.
But he gets turned into a cat, and do you remember he's like jumping around his dad's feet?
Yeah.
And he's like, get away, beast. Oliver's like, but he can talk. He's a cat that can talk. Why is he not just telling his dad who he is? He's been able to talk the whole time. Why does he not? How come no one ever knew what became of him when he can talk?
Yeah,
when
he goes,
can only talk
nice,
to certain people.
Nice going.
What's that?
When he lights a candle.
Oh, yeah. Nice going, Airhead. Oh, my God. So there was that. Then there's also like, he's like, why is Max and Allison, why did they not start walking towards the house? See, when she's singing towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
and all the kids are in a trance and they're all walking down.
Because they're not kids.
Well, that's what I said, right? But then Mary can smell them. I can smell a boy. And he's like, but she can only smell children.
He's a teenager.
By the defiant. Is so smart.
He misses nothing.
He misses nothing.
So I'm like, oh, maybe she can smell really, like a wee bit of teenager.
Do you know what? A wee, can smell a bit of teenager. It's a bit kind of adolescent. Do you know what? It's funny, right? Because Oliver is risk assessment guy. Mm-hmm. And remember mm-hmm. he used to say that. It'd be like, when he was younger, if the kids were like doing something, he'd go, Charlie, just be careful you don't fall off there and break your arm, and then your arm
roll on the road, and then
the car will come down and it'll knock you over, and then your mum will be really sad. He used to go down this pure massive like list of things that could possibly happen. He was the plot of Final Destination.
Yeah, everything. But
he's a cautious boy.
Mummy, you better put that window up, because if you keep the window down, the rain will get in and it'll cause an electrical fire, and then your car will explode. You don't want that to happen.
Definitely not. Yeah, Hocus Pocus is, I'm trying to phase it out and phase it into something more Christmassy.
Of course,
well,
because
Christmas
we are,
is very soon.
It's Christmas is coming, it's winter.
Well, where did we walk past that had the turkeys?
Yep.
Got that Christmas stuff up.
And usually, where's the place in Edinburgh? Is it the Dome?
Yeah.
Straight away, it's always like 1st of November, they get all the Christmas decorations up.
Do you know what I think's been quite good about this week though? And this will obviously be out Monday and we'll just have had Bonfire Night. But Bonfire Night is a Sunday and Halloween was the Tuesday, so it's all happened in 1 week. Now sometimes it can happen over 2 weeks and it pure drags it out.
Yes.
At least this week it's done, and then boom. I mean, I did go up in the loft last night because I was looking for something, and I did see a wee fir tree and I thought I could just bring that down.
Why not? I mean, I think for me it is literally the whole pumpkins go away, Christmas mugs emerge, hot drinks all become cinnamon flavoured. The home smells like Christmas.
Yes. What's your Christmas? Like, how do you set yourself up for Christmas? Candles out.
Of course.
Obviously.
Hand washes. That's hand a main washes. Thing, by the way. People
Scents.
People overlook that. Yep. Change your hand washes in your bathrooms to something festive.
100%.
I love that.
And we've just got all our Arran Scents of Scotland stuff as well.
Not all of us, Lauren. You're actually due a little gift box coming your way.
I am buzzing. Actually, my car's at yours, Ash. I'm going to pick that up today.
Do you know, Arran stuff is actually my, like, you know how your scents are always associated with something? That is my Christmas smell. Yep. And I always remember me and Andy going to Silverburn years ago and we got all our Christmas presents. We got them like the little gift sets of the hand wash and the lotion. Or we got like the wee candles because my mum's obsessed with adding stuff. And I felt sorted straight away.
Yeah, because it looks really bougie as well.
And obviously we got ourselves like loads of stuff. Uh-huh. And the smell of it, specifically the lavender and spearmint one.
Oh, that's, I do like a bit of spearmint.
Oh my God.
What a combination.
I know.
And do you know what? I think high-end fragrances, right, are such a massive thing that people are well into them. I think especially in our demographic, because there's only so much we can actually enjoy at this age.
Yeah.
But I think it's always a winner, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I love the fact that Arran's like a Scottish brand. There's something about that I think it's like, you come to my home and I have Arran products.
Absolutely.
I'm from Scotland.
Come to my wee home. Here's my Arran stuff.
And also, if you came to the live show and you were part of our VIP group, our goodie bags had Arran products in them. We had the Arran hand cream, which was unreal.
Oh,
so
you
nice.
Need that in your bag. It's the best thing ever.
It's such a good Christmas present idea. I think, I don't know about you guys, but I've already started my shopping.
By the way, I'm not being funny. I haven't.
I'm going to soon.
I have one thing. I have bought one thing and I bought it for my mum and I bought it like 6 months ago, purely because it was in the sale.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've done nothing.
See, the things that I think is the hardest people to buy for, I think, are like grandparent age.
Yep.
So hard. My mum is really hard to buy for, and Andy's mum and dad's. Like, it's just, and aunties, uncles and stuff, because you think, it's hard to get a really personal present that's going to be,
well, it's
going to
hit the mark. Do you know what also happens? Not a fortune. I think you've got to think about price point as well. That's the main thing.
Especially when there's all the kids involved as well.
So I would suggest the Arran Scents of Scotland gift
box. It's amazing because it's already done for
it's
you.
It's already done and everyone will appreciate that.
And
you literally
wraps,
can't go wrong.
It's wrapped beautifully.
Can I just tell you?
Get some prices because it's good for people to know. I think, see, when you're suggesting something, it's good to always have, this is how much it costs, because I think that's like a main thing to budget over Christmas, because otherwise it can just totally grow arms and legs.
Well, this is the one that I like is the lavender and spearmint, but they have the Christmas scents, which we just tried over the weekend. Well, me and Ash had them over the weekend. And they're unbelievable. Rowan Berry, what's it called? Rowan Berry Embers.
Oh, that's...
Which is all the kind of like berry scents. Forest Frost. So yeah, so the scents that they've got for Christmas is Rowan Berry Embers, which is like winter berries, just that kind of really cozy smell. Forest Frost, which is right up my street. That's like mint and sparkling bergamot.
Bergamot.
Bergamot?
I'm sure you
say
definitely
bergamot.
No.
Ailey, I don't trust you with anything.
Ailey, I swear, I've been saying Bergamo for a long time and I got corrected.
Right, Bergamo. It's 100%. I'll put my life on it.
Bergamot.
Eat your words.
Ailey's not here anymore.
What just happened? That's the Mandela effect. I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, it's bergamot. And honestly, the fragrances are unreal. You can actually get them in a gift box. Which makes it all the nicer. And do you know what else I love about Arran, right? See, especially this range, their actual lid of their, because I'm all about like the aesthetic, obviously. I think everyone likes that when things look nice.
Yes.
The lid is like a, obviously get the pump for the hand wash, but there's like a little wooden part on
it. Yeah, it's a nice wee detail.
So when you go on their website as well, Arran Scents of Scotland, but it's just arran.com. If you go on their website and you can see the reviews on it, because they're all 5 stars.
Yeah, £33 for the gift sets. I honestly think the gift set with the, either the body wash and the body lotion, or the one with the hand care gift set, which is a hand wash and the hand lotion, are £33, which is usually the amount that we would pay for, like, that we would spend on, like,
a mum gift.
I'm sorry, I actually think you end up spending more trying to get things to look more. Uh-huh. Whereas that's completely done for you.
And it's in a box, so it's easy to wrap and make it look really, really cute. So we will leave a link for you guys on our
notes. Wait, hang on. See if you're wanting a wee discovery set. Do you know how like advent calendars are a massive thing?
Yeah.
If you know someone that likes, I mean, I know it's an early gift, right? But their advent calendar is worth over £150 for 70. And you're getting all the wee, you're getting like all the wee kind of like travel size and full size as well products inside it.
Honestly, see the amount of guys that love scented stuff and they don't want to tell you that that's what they want.
No, they do, because how many times do you walk by someone when you're out shopping or you're in the street and you go, he smells amazing. What is that?
Yeah.
Do you know what that's called? Fragrance layering. It's not just their aftershave. It'll be their aftershave, their body wash, their body lotion, their hair care. It's all of those things together. And guys love it. I don't care what anyone says.
You know what Andy's like with his aftershaves? God, he's obsessed.
I know.
Obsessed with aftershaves and there's nothing smelling better products
than a man smelling nice.
Right, so I'm all about the refills as well, by the way. So if anyone also buys this kind of stuff, you can go on the Arran website and get the 2 litre refills of hand washes for 45
quid.
Yes. 2 litres, that's massive. That's how good amazing. Is that? So that obviously saves you money as well. But you can go on, there's like men's gift sets, there's ladies' gift sets, there's wash bags. Really, really good for budget as well. So you can go to the link in the description. And also if you want to see a wee cosy reel of us enjoying the products, go onto our Instagram. So Arran have actually given us an amazing discount code, 25% off, by the way. How good is that?
You could
amazing.
Really make a good dent in your Christmas shopping.
Exactly.
Do
also,
it right now.
If you're buying 4 things, you're basically getting one free.
Girl math.
Yep. The code is Girls Overheard. Just use it at checkout and use it like as soon as, because I don't know how long that's valid for.
Yeah, we'll put it on the details, but go and click the link and get your Christmas shopping started right now. Do you know what I actually think is so interesting? Do you ever, you know how we spoke about before how you have your own smell?
Uh-huh.
Right? That is down to, like you were saying, different products that you use and all that, but it's also like the food that you eat.
Oh no, I must smell like garlic all the time.
But it's like all the tiny wee things, every single pair, it's like your DNA. Everyone has their own specific smell. And in your house, you all have your own smell and you're just completely unaware of it.
So weird, isn't it? And do you know what's funny? This actually leads me on nicely to something that happened last week.
Wait, I want to ask Ailey what my smell is.
Yeah, what is your smell?
I actually don't know.
Am I scentless?
Do you know what's weird?
Ailey doesn't get close enough to you to hug you to
true.
Know.
That is
That's true. I don't think I could actually pick out both of your smells, right? But see, when I was younger, I knew all my friends' smells.
But I think it was different when you were at, like, when you were that, like, you were wee and sweaty in school.
No, but not, it was never a sweaty
house
smell.
No, I didn't know my friends' smell. I knew their house smell.
Yeah.
I knew one of my friends' houses smelled like quiche constantly.
Oh, I love a good bit of quiche.
Smelled like they loved it. They loved a quiche.
Oh, was that actually, was it real quiche?
Because I would go at dinner time and they would always be making quiche.
Yeah, one of my friends always made white dinner. Sauce. Always made like a cheesy white sauce, and that's what I could always smell in her house.
Oh. Yeah.
They would have it with everything.
Not necessarily
really
a bad smell. It's just that you go, well, obviously they're having quiche tonight.
Yeah. I just feel like that would be such a warm, comforting smell.
Uh-huh. Imagine someone that went to school with me that was like, it's me. I'm quiche girl. I've been found out. I've been rumbled.
She really has the buttery flaky crust.
What I was going to say about the house smells though, right? And it's not really, it's not like an actual fragrance smell. It's not like you go, it smells like one of the Arran diffusers. It's not that thing. It's like there's a underlying tone of like warmth.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. I can't explain it. Anyway, we were in my house like last week or something like that, the week before, and my mum came over and Ella tugged her and she smelled her jumper and she went, oh, Nana, that just smells like your house. You just smell like your house.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, that's like, that's funny. Ella just said, like, I smell
your
at my
mum's
house.
House has a smell though.
It's specific, right?
She's always got that diffuser on.
But even like that, it's almost a combination between that, her washing powder.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another thing. All the products,
hair dryer having been on, like you can smell her hair products.
It's like warm. It is, but it's like warmth as in like heat.
And it smells so clean. Yeah. There's a pure specific warm and inviting smell, right?
No wonder you fucking walk in there and she's behind you with a mop like that.
I know. She's like Cinderella, I know. So Ella smelled her jumper and she was like, that really smells like your house. Like you, it's not just you, it smells like your house. Anyway, that was like a non-event conversation, right? It happened, it came, it went. My mum went for Reiki last week. Mm-hmm. And she said, she didn't know this before she went. The girl who did her Reiki is actually, now what is this? Is it, she's not a clairvoyant. She's a clair audio. Mm-hmm. So clairvoyance, the people who can, like, they're a medium, they can see things, like mm-hmm. see people. She was clair audio, which means she can hear things.
Yeah.
And when she was doing Reiki on my mum, she said that a woman was coming through really strong and it must be her mum, like my nana, right? Oh my God.
Well, did she not say there was a lot of sadness or something like that?
Yeah,
first
she said
of all,
there's
she
a lot of grief.
It.
You can feel grief in you, but it's grief from your mum. The mum doesn't even know this woman. She doesn't even know my nana's passed away. Mm-hmm. And she said, she's here with another woman and she wants to tell you, you smell like your house. And my mum was like, what are you talking about? It was something like, you smell like your house. And it was something like so specific. My mum went, hang on. And she said, basically what the girl that did her Reiki said was, when that conversation happened, your mum was there.
Oh my God.
How would she know?
Actually, I have goosebumps. That's amazing.
How would she know that Ella had said that? Like, it wasn't even a big deal.
Her non-event conversation. Uh-huh. Like, totally. Not even a big, like, which would never off-the-cuff comment from Ella.
It's never, it's not something that you could ever go, oh, you were feeling sad the other day. Uh-huh. You can make it up. It's so specific.
It was about, she actually mentioned like granddaughter and house and all, like all that.
Yeah. I'm getting Reiki on Sunday, by the way. First time ever.
Are you?
Yeah. I thought I'm just going to go and get it and
you
see.
Going to be okay?
I don't know.
Someone touching you?
They don't touch
they
you
don't
though.
They don't touch you.
This is Hayley's dream. This is Hayley's perfect one.
Yeah, if she gets close enough, I'll be like,
get away. So Reiki is all about heat. And the hands never ever touch your body.
Right, okay.
So they just move over your, it sounds really, really rubbish, but the last time I got Reiki, I burst into tears.
Well, that's right.
And when I say burst into tears, it wasn't in the pure sobbing way. It was just the tears were like falling at my
and
eyes.
You had, like,
I
had a weird vision,
I
didn't you?
Like, I can't even explain this, right? I had a weird vision that all of a sudden, that So Raven moment, it was that kind of whoosh back where all the colours flash. And I was suddenly standing in my school foyer looking at the assembly hall. And it was like, it was so visual that I remember things that I didn't even know were there. Like the handrails that round the side of the hall and all the wood that was around the foyer. And the pictures on the wall, I could tell you what, like drawings, like kids' drawings were on the wall. It was all fishes. Don't know what that was about. And I looked and it was like, it looked like younger me. And it turned out it was Ella's face.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a very distinctive look when I was younger. It was that kind of like, I had the wee Matilda haircut, mm-hmm. basically in ribbons in my hair. And I went, oh my God, that's me. And I went out to, it was in my head. It's almost like a bit like a lucid dream. I felt like I could control what was happening. I went, oh my God, I need to talk to her. And I touched what was me. And it turned out the whole face just morphed into Ella's face. And then the tears just started pouring out and I don't know what it meant.
Yeah. It's very weird though. Like my sister's had it done before and she was the same. She was like, I don't know what to expect or whatever. And afterwards she was like, no, it is, like it is really good.
What did she have anything weird happen?
She said it's weird that they don't touch you, but you can feel it.
Yeah.
At one point, I'm sure it was something like the woman was like over her face. Or over like her stomach, and every time she went over her stomach, she could feel. Kirsty could like physically feel it.
Yeah.
So I'm just like interested to see what it's like.
Do you know one thing I will say? Right. So I end up cuddling younger me. I know for anyone that doesn't believe in this, it sounds like all the rubbish, right? But imagine the most clearest dream you've ever had. That's mm-hmm. what it was
just
like.
Just because you don't believe it doesn't mean others can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the mind's a weird thing, right? So anyway, and I remember hugging younger me and not wanting to let go. Right. That was like the vision thing that I had, or like the dream that I had. And I also remember getting the Reiki done, but the tears were just falling out my face. Like, and what she said was, she got to my throat and that's when it was, or that happened at, kind of at my heart area when she was mm-hmm. on there. But see, when she got to my throat, she said, your throat is like literally, if you imagine like an open space.
I love the word. Say it. Chakra.
Your chakra.
I love
your
it.
Your throat chakra is like the tightest ever. Like it is honestly impossible. Like it feels like really hard to work with. What's going on? There's something going on. It's almost like you feel like you can't speak or something's happening because you have completely lost your voice and you don't know what to say, or you're struggling with communication. There's something going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, right? Because actually unpacking it now, it was because of the whole COVID thing. See, being online among all of that, like COVID situation drama, not knowing the right thing to say, not knowing the right thing to do, being very much like feeling filtered in everything you do, even when you were allowed to see people and you were going to see people, going, am I allowed to tell people that I can see people? Like, it was just impossible to work with. And I remember feeling like so muted at that point. And I know that's not even a big deal. I'm not saying like, oh, it was so sad because I couldn't say that I went to my mum's house, even though you were allowed. I don't mean it like that. What I'm saying is it was just that way that I felt really like
closed off.
Yeah. And I just always remember thinking, I never know what the right thing to say is now.
Do you think it's going to bring it out for you?
I have no idea. Are you excited?
But I'm interested in this one. It's a different one that I'm going to, but I'm interested in this one that's like the clear audio thing. I would go and do that as well.
The person I had my Reiki with is one you're going to.
Yeah. But I wanted to, I kind of want to try. I'll see how I get on Friday. I never, you could book like a Sunday evening, you could book a whole session of like three.
So what are you doing? Just going in to lie on the table and she'll basically like rub you in over there?
Go for a wee nap,
Is that what they do?
Yep.
I actually think I would love that.
Go and try it as well.
I know, but I feel like I am probably got a lot of little boxes hidden that I would just end up bawling my eyes out for no fucking reason.
I feel amazing. I felt like deadlifted.
Yeah. I don't know. And I've been pure stressed for no reason. Like, what was I like last week when I left here? I was like, I have the worst anxiety ever. Yeah. And I don't know what it's about. Like, it's the worst feeling.
I
just
think it's this time of year, but like everything is starting to happen. There's so much going on at school all the time. Every single week, there's something different going on.
Is everyone the same with that? Because I cannot. That's a full-time job.
I had a full rant about this on my school group chat last night. Because I was like, guys, where's the homework? Ella's stressed out thinking she's behind. And I don't know where the homework is. There's nothing showing. And they were like, if you go on the newsletter from that, it says that they're actually doing a project-based homework for this week. And the PE day has now changed and their welly day has now changed. And honest to God, the Halloween disco's now changed. Like, I get it. There's a lot going on, but then they've changed PE day to Monday. But now we're doing bacon on a Monday. So do we have PE on a Monday?
So you have to bring this and then you have to...
It's just so much to deal with.
And then I hate when you get the emails that are like, P7s are doing this. You're like, I don't care. No offense.
Yeah, I'm not part of the P7s group. So use the drop-down bar and only contact primary 7 parents.
It's just so much. It's honestly... It's impossible to remember dates.
You don't just drop the kids off and like they go there for 6 hours and come back. It's honestly so much to constantly remember all the time.
You need to register Marcus.
Shit, so I do.
I need to register
for school next
year. What the hell?
He's so ready for school like now though. He's bored of nursery. He wants to go to school.
We were sitting doing Nora's homework last night with her and Willis was flying through it, right? And I'm like, oh my God. Like, she should have been there this year. She should have been in P1 100%. I'm sorry, but she should have been.
I'm just dreading the next few months of having to put them into nursery.
But I'm like, oh my God, that means it's like the baby of the family's gone. Like, that's it. Last one up into school. Like, it's a pure different, whole different chapter.
I know. I'm looking forward to it though. I'm looking forward to like the next stage of being able to do fun stuff with them that isn't for like really wee kids.
Yeah, because it's so restricting when they are little. Like, I love an unexpected day with Jack now. Like, sometimes if I take him to training on a Friday and then like later on I'll be like, let's go to the big Sainsbury's, and he's like, okay, can we get a Starbucks? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. We'll just wander about, we'll get a Starbucks, and I get the best version of him on unexpected nights out, and I'm just like, it's because he's getting a wee bit older.
Yeah. By the way, see that, right? I know, and that was a lovely mother and son bonding session, right? That was really nice. However, see if Fraser said to me, do you want to go and get a Starbucks and go to the big Sainsbury's for a wander with no kids? I'd be like, take me up the road now.
Yeah. It's the best offer ever.
I'm telling you now, you may as well just, that is there. That is
you may
the
as well just take my pants off now.
Just spank my arse now, because it's go time. A venti white mocha? And I look down Sainsbury's, you kidding me on?
Sainsbury's is elite, by the way.
Here, that is honestly top tier for
Sainsbury's
me.
Sainsbury's, or I do love a big Asda.
A big Asda's great.
I could spend hours in there going in around the home stuff, then going to the kids' like clothes stuff, going to the jammies and all that. I love it.
Of course.
And
you
then could. You go down and you get yourself all the wee mugs.
Snacks.
I full day out.
I'm just buzzing now to pack all my house away and get all the Christmas stuff out.
I'm getting my, do you want to hear a really adult moment from me? I'm getting my loft lord. I nearly said my floor loft.
So are we.
I'm getting my loft floored.
He's going to make a wee den up there.
I am buzzing. The guy actually, do you know what? The guy that came to do it, Fraser kind of knows him. He came in. I went to school with him actually. He came in and he was like, look, you could do the full thing. See, really, you don't need the full thing. He's like, just do half and just do it up to there. And this is how much it'll be. I was so pleasantly surprised. I honestly thought it was going to be thousands to do it. I genuinely thought it was going to be
I'm going to guess
thousands.
300, 400.
£300.
Oh, shut up. Is it £300?
How much is yours?
Oh, I don't know. Chris is trying to do it himself.
He probably could, though, because really it is.
See, then
he's going to
do it with your dad, I think.
No, but remember, that's also including all the wood, and I need to build up the floor at the bottom.
Yeah, see, we've got part of that already.
No, I've not got any of that, and mine is literally a mess. and he's redoing my ladders and all that. It's great.
See, we have got the ladders. You're getting your ladders. That's amazing.
I know.
We've already got the ladders, although Chris did break them as well. But my loft's okay because I can actually go up in it. So that's when I know it's not too bad.
No, mine is literally like, mine looks like what I would imagine the production team of like the wool makers looks. It's like that, all that insulating stuff everywhere.
And it's so itchy.
It's itchy. It's fiberglass. Fiberglass is everywhere. There's no floor whatsoever. So can you imagine my whole house now has everything in it? It's like the Mary Poppins cupboard of all cupboards.
So where's your Christmas tree in that now?
In the cupboard in the toilet.
That's a good cupboard though.
It's a good cupboard, but I'll tell you what, that cupboard could also be a wee bedroom.
For Maggie.
I'm joking. It is big. You could actually knock that through and make a shower or something, or put a bath in there.
That is a big cupboard.
So that's got my Christmas stuff, my Halloween stuff, my party stuff, my Hoover, my cleaning products, my vintage stuff.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
And my current Christmas gifts that I'm trying to hide.
You're too on it. Far too on it.
I need to be.
I've bought one pair of pajamas and I think I'm like, oh, well.
Guys, listen, this year we need to be on it. Place, do it. Honestly, I've got no shame with this. See if anyone's sitting going, my kid wants to get a telly. Get it on Facebook Marketplace. Oh, I'm telling you, honestly, it's amazing. We actually ended up, Charlie's really wanting an Xbox. I'm like, well, I don't know if Santa can bring an Xbox. It's quite a big gift for Santa to bring. However,
Auntie Lauren might have an Xbox in the cupboard somewhere.
Well, he wants an Xbox and I'm getting it off Marketplace because I know for a fact people are going to go, my Xbox child now wants a PlayStation.
Yeah,
and they'll
sell
their Xbox and that will then give them the money to buy. And even the other day, in fact, we're kind of doing their rooms up just to try and get a bit of better storage going on. And I got rid of Ella's bedside table, put it on Marketplace and bought another one off of Marketplace.
It's like a wee swap, a wee buy.
It's brilliant. It's so good because anything I then get from that, I then just buy other stuff.
I know, but that's the way to do it though. It's like another man's trash is another man's treasure, as they say.
It's
not even trash. It's just, it doesn't fit in the house anymore.
I put a TikTok on the other day, right, and said how we do it with the boys' bikes, right?
Yep.
So they like the frog bikes that are like the really light ones, uh-huh. but they're so expensive, brand new. So we have only ever got them off Marketplace. So like £120, £140 each, right? Bought Marcus's, bought Oliver's, and then Oliver outgrew his.
Uh-huh.
No, yeah, Oliver outgrew his. So Marcus moved up and I just put the smaller one on for £140.
Yep.
And then bought a new one for £160, right? So I paid £20.
Girl math.
Uh-huh. But see, the thing with the bikes is they hold their value regardless.
Yeah.
I have never once looked at any bikes and went, how many people have had that before?
Yeah.
Or anything, right? But anyway, put on like a wee TikTok saying like, if you want to buy your bikes, this is the best way to do it because you get the best bikes and you're kind of not even paying because see at the end of it.
When you sell the bike, you got your £140 back again.
You're literally back to zero. You have not spent anything, right? Yeah. And somebody commented saying like, can't believe you would sell the bike on a year later for the same price. Where is your moral compass?
It's the same bike.
It's not depreciated in value though.
Do you know how much that annoys me? Because I'm like, do you? Like, why would I take a hit for no fucking reason?
Can you imagine you're like that? Do you know what, guys? The mileage is now going up.
Uh-huh.
It's done three more rounds around the block than what it did last year.
I know. See if somebody's willing to buy it. And this is the thing about marketplaces. You can put something on and you could ask for way too much money. You could be like, I'm willing to sell that, but not unless I could get this amount. This is the amount I want for it. See if somebody's willing to pay that for it, let them pay it.
Exactly.
You're not scamming anyone. People have their own brains and make their own decisions on what they want to buy.
They're actively looking for it.
Uh-huh. I was like, wait till you actually commented back. Wait till you hear about things that go up in value. Because that could be a couple of years and things could be more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Look at bloody Chanel bags. You used to be able to get them for like £2,000 and now they're like 10,
yeah,
15
but
grand.
That's the whole point of buying them though, is as an investment.
Yeah.
That's
just
the whole point.
Look, all I've got to say, right, I've been stung by this. Just look at Balenciaga.
Well,
Fraser bought me a lovely wee Balenciaga crossbody bag. It wasn't like it wasn't like thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds.
Oh, I remember that.
A wee small camera bag. Uh-huh. And it's like, I just thought you'd love that, put your camera in, whatever. Don't be wrong, it was still a lot of money. It was a 30th birthday present. It may as well be worth nothing now because no one's wearing Balenciaga after that whole scandal thing.
What did you do?
Why don't you try and put it on a site butt and then...
But then I'm like, I also then don't want to sell it because I'm like, who wants to wear that? And what, do you know, I don't know. There's something weird about it for me. Something weird about it because I'm like, I don't want to wear that and I've never worn it since. I think I've worn it three times. It never came in a bag or anything like that. In fact, did it come in a box? It might have done. I think I might still have the box for it. But, or it's a dust bag, something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I now have this bag. It's probably like £600-700, something like that. And it's just sitting there.
Yeah, just. But anyone doesn't know, this is after the whole Balenciaga
scandal.
It's not just like, oh, people aren't wearing that anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's not a popularity thing. There's literally a pure like scandal behind them.
But yeah, you just never know, do you?
Have you seen Kylie Jenner's brought out her own clothing range?
Kai. I love the name.
Kai.
I love
How's
the name.
How's she spelling it?
K-H-Y. It's giving Trinity from The Matrix.
I could be part of it today. Look.
Oh, you could with your tiny butt jeans. Well, they're not jeans, but, really.
What was it Lauren said earlier? You've got a wee tiny bum.
And then she grabbed it without consent.
Can everyone please go on and look at our recent TikTok, because we were actually laughing today saying, like, pose like a Zara model.
By the way, do you know how, I know we're way over Halloween now, right? But you know how you were saying, like, the thing that Scottish people say jokes and English people don't and whatever?
What was that all about?
I know.
That was a revelation for me.
Like, I am affronted when somebody just comes to my door and goes, trick or treat. And I'm like, number one, it's guising. We're Scottish. And number two, where's your joke?
I know that, but what are they meant to say when they trap the door? Just stand there.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
That's what I was saying. We are patriotic.
I know, but I got my kids to say trick or treat, and then the trick or the treat was going to be the dance or the joke.
No, but that's not what that is, right? For anyone that doesn't know, I put this on my Instagram, sharing the boys, right, on their Halloween costumes, and somebody came back and I'd said how Marcus was freestyling all his jokes, by the way. It's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
I was like, Marcus, go and I gave him like a simple knock knock joke, right? Uh-huh. And he would go up, and then they would go, right, what's your joke? And he would go, why did the skeleton jump over the house? And I was like, what the fuck are you going to say?
freestyle.
Uh-huh. And then they would go, oh, I don't know why. And he'd be like, because it actually jumped on the trampoline. And
oh my God, Joe, this is, have you seen that guy? It's like, tell me a joke and I'll give you a dollar. And the boy goes, there was a fire and the fire brigade came over. Oh, and God, then the dog and the mum's sitting going, then the joke just goes on forever. And it's like, it's never getting to a conclusion. And then the guy's not laughing. And the wee boy just keeps adding things. He goes, so then he got all the other firefighters to come over with their truck. And and it just went on for ages.
We
and the mum was
that,
looking, going,
so
come
funny.
On.
That's exactly what it was like.
It was hilarious. So that was Marcus. Yeah, he was
so
that guy.
I shared that. And then somebody commented, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but it's only in Scotland that people do jokes. In England, they literally just, well, I don't know if they do that in Ireland or whatever, but just in England specifically, they don't do jokes. They just say happy Halloween or whatever, and then they get their sweets and they're on their way. But see, trick or treat, uh-huh, is meant to be give us a treat or we'll trick you. It's meant to be like a threat, like trick or treat.
It should be treat or trick then.
Uh-huh. I know. It just doesn't
Kids are morons.
Kids are stupid.
You're very stupid.
Anyway, what was the best thing that you got? Because one of our kids did backflips for sweets.
Yeah. By the way, it's a joke or a performance.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh my God. Do you remember, Lauren, you came to my mom's house one year and there was a group of cheerleaders?
Yes, there was.
My mom and dad had a big massive driveway and they'd actually moved the cars away so the kids could get in like freely. And they walked into the driveway, which was essentially like a big stage, wasn't it, Lauren?
Yeah,
stood up. We were basically, it was an amphitheater. We were like standing up and looking down the steps at them. And they just went 5, 6, 7, 8. And there was 8 of them. And they all did this performance. Zombie cheerleaders.
That is brilliant. You should have got Ella to do that this year. That'll be her next year.
Amazing.
You
need a squad though, I feel, for that.
Yeah,
like this brat squad.
But I'm so sorry guys about that actually, but there was just a lot going on.
There was too much, sorry.
And we were at the show.
But do you know what we'll make it up for? We'll make it up with just other general TikToks.
Yes, we will. We'll sorry about that.
We were busy at our venue for a Christmas show.
I can't wait for the show. I'm so excited.
Actually being there has made it more like real. The fact it's happening next month, we can say it's next month now.
It still doesn't feel real for me though. I still feel like it's not happening.
6 weeks.
That's scary.
Even worse. 6 weeks.
I would say we're less organised for this one because at least last time we knew what we were wearing. And we knew roughly.
No, because I never knew what I was wearing until the week before.
Oh, that's true.
We knew what colour we were wearing. Uh-huh. What, the Sheila's wheels?
Yeah.
We need to come up with a theme for everybody to wear because people are going to start to ask us, and I just do think it's got to be all sparkle.
I'm
going to
say it's full Christmas theme. You go glitzy, you go glam, you wear your Christmas jumpers.
Uh-huh.
Please wear the diddly boppers. I like how he's saying
them. Diddly boppers, Santa hats. Or you can go full on, like, which would you call, like, crazy Christmas, like the big massive jumpers.
Yeah, see if we get, oh my God, imagine we got a group of elves that all dressed up as elves. Like all the girls came together.
And we're going on a girls' night out, right? We're just going to have to dress up as elves.
Can you imagine them all though? I just think that would be
somebody
hilarious.
Somebody has to be Papa Elf. the group organizer, the admin of the WhatsApp group has to be Papa Elf.
See if there's not a curly-headed fuck with like big, massive, long legs. Lauren, I don't know why I'm looking at you. That does the wee mini trike cycle down the middle of the aisle. We failed. We simply failed.
I can't wait. Oh, somebody's wrote in. Was it last week we were talking about the sex show?
Yes, right. Someone so I'm away in. To Amsterdam. People keep asking me what this is, right? I'll just say. So I'm away to Amsterdam for an overnight on a ferry.
How fun.
Basically, it's like a wee fun date night taking a little tiny bit too far all the way to Amsterdam. So why I'm literally not? Going to go on. I'm going to Newcastle. I'm getting on Newcastle. I'm going to Newcastle, getting on the ferry, going to Amsterdam. The next morning you wake up, you're in Amsterdam. You go to the city centre, you do your thing. You get picked up in the afternoon or in the evening, back in the ferry, get your dinner, up the road.
Okay. I know you're doing that with Frabbit. Can we go do that one day?
Yes, please. So I'm going to recommend that you try Manicips.
What's that?
It's chips in the cone. I would just get one because you're only there for a day. So you have to cram quite a lot of Manicips.
It's chips. They're just chips.
It's chips in a cone, but the sauce, oh my God, the peanut sauce, even just the ketchup. You need to try it. You're in Amsterdam. You've got to try chips. Ash. It's the best chips
so
you'll ever try.
See the chips and not the tits. Is that what you're saying?
But the tits don't come out until the dark falls.
No, well, this is actually lies I hear.
No, the tits are out all the time, but they're not out as much during the day. It's a better atmosphere to see the tits at night.
It's nocturnal tits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone said, go to the sex show in Amsterdam. We went on a hen weekend last year and it was so impressive. My husband's going for a stag do next week and I told him it's a must. There's pole dancing too. The women are so impressive. Enjoy, Ash. Also bloody gutted to miss tickets for the show. Please do another. And someone else said, I took my husband to Amsterdam for his 30th and we went to one of the sex shows while we were there. It's nowhere near as seedy as you think it will be and there are lots of couples in the audience. No creeps that we noticed. It's like being at a small theatre and there were different acts.
Everybody's there to pick up the moves.
Sorry, this is one of those moments where I need to tell you.
What?
If there was no creeps, then you were the creeps.
I know. Everyone seems really nice
and there's no creeps. That's because that's us. Right, someone said they're sad about the show tickets.
Mm-hmm.
There may be something in the pipeline with that, by the way.
Yeah.
There's been a wee bit of a mix-up. Well, not a mix-up, but there's been a bit of a situation with like tickets being held.
Purely because of the type of venue that we've had to rejuggle the tickets kind of idea.
See if there's any that get released. It's literally like 10 and I'm not kidding. So see if you see it on our socials. We'll try and give you a heads up at some point if that's going to happen, right? But there are like 10 tickets that'll probably be free. Not free. That are going to be made available at some point, but it'll be really close to the date. Yeah. Which might be actually good for people who need something last minute.
Yeah.
But that our hands are tied with that. That's nothing we can change. So keep an eye out for that. But Ailey might have some exciting news.
Well, if you don't get those tickets, the last 10, and you've not managed to get them already, there will be another wee tour coming up.
Are we saying the word tour?
We're doing another few places, because how many people have said please come to XYZ, usually Edinburgh, usually Aberdeen. I put a post on last night to get some more suggestions. Lots of people are saying Dundee.
Some people are saying
Manchester. Some people are saying London.
I'd love to do Manchester.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a lot of our demographics, our listener breakdown tells us that half of you are in England. But when we asked about the live shows, most of the venues suggested are Scotland. So if you're in England, you need to speak up.
Yeah.
You tell us where you are, because if we're ever going to go and do a show down there, then we need to know where to go.
Yeah, don't be shy.
We
don't want to stay here.
I know.
We'll come visit.
I was laughing at some of these responses. So what was it somebody said?
Do you know where I want to go?
A couple of people said Kilmarnock.
Kilmarnock.
Just come to Glasgow.
Can you come to my village hall?
What, you're going to tell me why?
No, do you know where I want to go?
Why?
And it's not even been suggested and I don't know why. Ireland.
Oh, I'd love to go to Ireland.
Why are we not going doing a wee 300 person gig in Ireland?
I think that's because people always say that the Irish and the Scottish sense of humour is very similar.
Exactly, so why are we not going to Ireland?
Have you ever tried Guinness?
No, but we could do a wee Irish tour. And it would be us doing Irish things, like Irish dancing, drinking Guinness.
By the way, is Irish dancing not the hardest thing ever?
And looking for pots of gold.
Someone said Berlin. Just go
from
for it.
From Paris to Berlin, in every disco I get in.
Do you know what we had today, by the way?
What?
Oh, sorry. That was a rhetorical question.
We had a McDonald's Christmas drink.
Yep. And it
Can you believe that?
The cups are not...
It's the 2nd of Nov. And we had a McDonald's Christmas drink.
The cups aren't hitting it. I'm sorry, McDonald's.
Guys.
That colour of blue
guys,
is offensive.
Right, let's tell a funny story. We'll not tell you where we were, right? But we had a kind of important meeting and fill in the blanks, right? I feel like a wee bit of a cow saying this, right? However, we had this meeting planned. It was a meeting of touring around the place, looking at it, getting dimensions for the
stage.
Which
we were so excited
for.
Oh,
buzzing.
Buzzing
me,
to see the venue.
Lauren, Ailey, producer Anne. We had the team for DF there, all ready to go, buzzing. Had a wee meeting beforehand with them, whatever. Got there, And you think, would somebody chat in their kettle?
Someone just had not gave them their morning coffee. They weren't feeling it.
Do you know
it.
What? We walked in and went, hi, we're here.
I don't know anything about this.
We're like, hi, we're girls over here. We're here to see the venue.
Exactly. So anyway.
The guy at the front desk, he is literally, he works there. He's there to greet people. He was not greeting very friendly.
No, he didn't. Chippy, it's like, literally, I hate my job so much and everyone needs to know about it.
I don't know about this.
I know nothing about this. That doesn't mean it's not happening, though. Sorry to tell you. Anyway.
This has been booked.
So then we went round and it was almost like, it was difficult times. Anyway, we got to this point. I don't know why we were all in a circle, but we ended up forming a circular formation to speak to one another.
It was like high school all over again.
Really, do you know what it was? It was pass the ball, now you talk. That's what it was like, right? So we were all standing and I asked a very simple question. It was something like, do you think we could maybe put something or other over there? And they said, well, I don't know how far you are from here or if it's handy for you to come in, but what you could do is you could maybe like arrange a meeting for asking that question. And I just went, that's what this is meant to be right now.
This is a meeting. Are you free right now?
And at that point, right now would be really good.
We just went through.
Right now would be so good to do that. That meeting. Just this morning.
I just wondered if they just didn't, because he did say like, oh, I don't know who's like, who's who. And we were like, well, it's our show. And I just thought, if you knew that what we talk about is shitting on people, clits, vibrators, like maybe that's what you're needing. You're needing a wee loosen up.
Oh my God. That's what you're needing. Do you know the funniest thing for me, right? And you guys that are coming are going to be gutting yourself. See the usual type of stuff that happens in this venue? It's usually weddings.
Yeah.
It's musical performances of the arts. Mm-hmm. It's theatrical shows. We're going to be on there.
And then
it's us. Lowering the tone.
Yeah, we're still trying to work out riding in big massive vibrators. But just bear with us. Bear with us.
Out the way, please.
Jingle balls.
The rabbit.
That would be such a good
entrance.
I don't know why I've got it. It's like Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, but they're just vibrators. Right, so we need to have contender for
most offended of the week.
I've deleted TikTok again. Somebody go in and see if there's anybody been pissed off. Although,
right, Mick the prick.
Still never
apparently,
followed
us back. No. Apparently, Mick the prick follows us. Apparently, he does.
No.
Because someone messages saying Mick the prick really does follow back.
Maybe she means that she followed him and he followed her. Imagine he just got an influx of followers that day.
Oh my God, yes.
And so he was like, why?
Guys.
What?
I think he's deleted his account.
Did anyone message him?
Guys, I think you have given Mick the prick a bit of your mind.
Either that or he's blocked us.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. That's so funny how you tried to come in and bash us, but then you weed all the way to the block.
Exactly. Couldn't take
it. Wee block.
I always think, right, do you not think that about like what do you think about celebrities that do that, right? So somebody comments on their post and then something nasty, mm-hmm. and then they share it or they reply to it or whatever.
I say no, don't share it and don't reply leave it.
I totally agree with that, right? I totally agree with the whole like don't feed the troll 100%. But see when they
don't
share
feed
it,
the troll.
See when they share it, right? The amount of people that comment and they'll say that's not fair to send like a hate mob to this person.
But they publicly posted a hate comment. So they mobbed themselves.
100%. If you're going to post that, you take the risk.
Yep, they mobbed themselves.
I think TikTok's that kind of place though where if somebody else sees the comment and doesn't agree with that comment, they'll jump on that comment and write something back and it's like, ugh.
Oh, TikTok's it's a feral place. People looking to cancel whoever they can. Although come back, Mick, because you were a good laugh.
I know, we could have had a really good love-hate relationship there.
Mick, I thought it was going to be good. You said you liked us.
I'm actually going to say for the second week in a row, this has never happened. This has never happened.
What?
But for the second week in a row, most offended of the week actually also goes to Mick the Prick.
Because
he left and blocked us.
Uh-huh. It's a shame.
It was nice knowing you, Mick.
It was nice. Come back under a different account.
What
we
you
know
don't
you will.
Realize, what you don't realise actually is that, in fact, you will also then form a main character in our life. You are a fictitious character, but a main one nonetheless.
Yeah.
That anyone who shows behaviours that are not aligning with who we like as people will instantly, regardless of gender, become Mick the Prick.
Mick the Prick behaviour.
It's Mick the Prick behaviour. It may actually supersede Rat Bastard behaviour. Mick the Prick.
Right, guys. Let's go over to confession sessions.
And we'll see you, hopefully 2 seconds, when you just click on the next
podcast.
Go and click the next one. If you're not signed up to Confession Sessions, go and do it now. And
make sure to send some for next week.
Uh-huh.
Right, we'll see you soon.
See you there. Bye.
Bye.